Welcome back to Old Dog New Tricks. In this episode, we're going to take a deep dive into the Fulfillment by Amazon service, or FBA, with a focus on the cost factors that could make or break your business. Once again, this is designed to give you a feeling for how FBA works as a beginner. The good news, though, is that there are plenty of online resources and courses available to give you really up-to-date and very specific information about FBA selling to see if it's right for you. After researching this, I'm finding that a common theme is that most people start by trying to do all of their fulfillment themselves. They do the storage, they do the shipping and customer service manually to avoid paying lots of fees. But then many seem to switch over to FBA when they realize how much time and effort it takes to do it yourself. So they can focus more on things like profit margins, lowering costs, testing different prices, and other aspects of selling. So let's assume you've decided that you don't want to handle all of the aspects of delivery yourself. So FBA is a service from Amazon that basically handles everything for you. Their motto is storage, shipping, support. You sell it, we ship it. And it's a real end-to-end solution for many types of online sellers. But all of that comes at a price, as FBA can cost up to 30% of your final selling price. But the great thing about FBA is that they handle all of the details to save you time so you can focus on your business. Their fulfillment centers are built with your inventory in mind. There's no minimum number of products that you can send. And finally, you really pay as you go. You charge for storage space, and then each of the orders they fulfill. And finally, the cost of shipping the products from their warehouse is also included in your fee. So if you choose FBA, you need to make sure that you are 100% across the fee structure involved in using that service. And there are three main fees that you need to be aware of. First, there are storage fees. These are monthly fees based on cubic feet of stock that your stock takes up in Amazon's warehouse. And don't forget that those fees can rise during the October to December peak periods. You really need to understand how these monthly fees work, as they will impact your profit margins. Next, there are fulfillment fees, and these are based on the size and the weight of your product. This price includes packing, sending, and importantly, dealing with returns. Products fall into different tiers, so which tier your product ends up in can have a really big influence on your profitability, so you need to really think about that. And finally, there are referral fees. These are fees they charge because you're selling on their platform. Now, some people complain that it's a significant cost, and it can be around 15%. But the reality is it's a lot less than setting up your own e-commerce site from scratch and then slowly building up your own brand trust. And another great benefit of Amazon is it really lets you ramp up your business because of their sheer scale and geographic coverage, if you really get on a product that's a winner. Apart from these costs, there are some other fees you need to understand. There are long-term storage fees, and those can get expensive if your product isn't selling. Then there are refund administration fees, and also closing fees for things like books, software, and games. And you can find out more about which products apply to closing fees by going and visiting the FBA website. And I've put a link to an awesome FBA cost and profit calculator in the links below. So what will it typically cost to get you started selling on Amazon FBA? I recently found a great page of really practical information on a site called Jungle Scout, which is an optimization tool for Amazon selling. It suggests that for beginners, you'll probably need to spend upwards of $2,000 on building your Amazon business, and that'll be over a number of months. So it's really important to choose the right product first. Now, when I started this video, I had this really brilliant idea of doing a fully broken down cost exercise to give an example of the sort of costs that you would expect trying to do a typical product on Amazon via FBA. But the problem with that is obviously as FBA's policies and procedures change, those costs will become out of date. And the second thing is, I think that different people will be looking for different things out of this video. Some people will be just looking for a quick skim over the top on what costs are likely to be, and that's really how I'm pitching this video. But some people will also be looking for really more practical in-depth costs. So what I've done instead is I've had a good look around the web to try and find the best possible example of a cost breakdown using FBA. And I've found one on junglescout.com. I've put the link to it in the details below. So if you go and look down below the video, you'll find this link. I'll update this link as time goes by as well, because it looks like they update this page regularly to update the costs and prices as the policies and fee structures change at Amazon each year. So go and have a look at that. It's a great example, and it'll give you a really good breakdown on how the fee and cost structures work for someone selling typically on Amazon FBA. One more important tip for beginners who are located outside of the USA is to remember that in the USA they deal in the imperial measurement system rather than metric. I've heard of many instances where people have lost money by incorrectly doing simple conversions between the two standards when it comes to things like weights and dimensions. All of this aside, I think the biggest benefit of Amazon FBA is trust. The reality is that people trust the Amazon brand name, they trust the security of transacting with them, and they trust that their delivery will actually get to them. And trust is something that's incredibly hard to build yourself if you decide to build something really from scratch. So that's how FBA works. Now, in my next episode, I'm going to be taking a look at my top 7 practical tips for people who are going to start selling on Amazon. And this is based on a conference I went to recently, where longtime Amazon sellers shared stories of how they had really started and how they had built selling successful products online and what strategies had worked for them and what hadn't. And my focus will be on tips for new players in the market. I'll be posting a lot more information in the weeks ahead. So feel free to subscribe to my YouTube channel or my podcasts to keep up to date with the future episodes. I'll see you next time.